I remember that all through history, the way of truth and love has always won. There have been tyrants and murderers, and for a time they can seem invincible, but in the end they always fall.
Freemasonry is the most abject thing there is, and behind there is Christianity. Freemasonry is the most abject thing there is, and behind there is Christianity. Both are to be destroyed. Only when this is done can man be free. Freemasonry, like Christianity, is a place of perdition. Equality is the work of Freemasonry, it is the perdition of humanity. Equality was initiated by the Christians. Humanism is the garbage of Freemasonry, it was before that of Christianity. The Christian doesn't care about the Christ, and the myth of Christ. It is the search for power that interests him, the ego. The Freemason, as well as the Christian, must be fought in parallel. Universalism is racism. The Western racism, liberal values piss off the whole world.
So therefore, I think it'll be a disaster if, after having learned and observed Ukraine, India still tries to go way inside Quad and tries to be very close to the Americans. I'm nothing against Americans at all.
Me neither. It's you just see, like they need to leave and let leave.
So
it's
not the problem is what the Americans don't understand, that their idea of liberal values, democracy, human rights, it's not acceptable to so many countries. They are civilizational countries like China, like Russia.
Yeah, there are many flowers in the world that should be allowed to bloom.
Exactly. This is something the Americans don't understand.
Universalism has created the class struggle by antagonizing the body of men. It must be fought and destroyed. One system, the caste system. The caste system respects the classes. Each class has its own area of action. There is no interference from one class in the other. The example of the guilds, killed by the Freemasonry, is an example. They solved their problems among themselves. Freemasonry made the modern world. Each class must not interfere in the affairs of others. A caste system works like that. The plebs in power gave millions of deaths in Russia and China, mainly by starvation. Because the lower classes are not fit to run a country. Freemasonry has created the class struggle, or rather has advocated universalism in the human. The equality of the people, it says, but behind it is the control that it desires. The control of everyone on everyone. Like Christianity, it's a work of perdition. It has created a permanent war between classes. It continues to feed it. The caste system did not have this problem. Democracy is to be brought down. Freemasonry created this Western bourgeois democracy, liberalism. There is no such thing as human rights. Institutionalized human rights are a Masonic creation. The equality of men does not exist. What exists is the difference. Each individual is different, and is different before the creation. The creation makes difference, not equality. Freemasonry before Christianity wants to take the power away from man, to be different. Hence collectivism. There can be no equality in this world, because there are differences. The Masonic mascot is Demeter, the goddess of initiation. You reveal in the West the Freemasonry mascot, with Britannia in England, Marianne in France, Columbia in the United States, etc. Freemasonry, like Christianity, does not initiate anyone. It denies the power of man. It denies the Christ in every man. It denies the ability to awaken. Freemasonry has made the modern world. Universalist ideas are the idea of death personified. Equality denies difference. Class struggle is the Christian abjection revived by Freemasonry. Both organizations must be brought down,